The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expertise on vitamins and supplements to help build immunity at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, Paul texts to say life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react. And Brian in County Louth said, I love listening to Sister Stan. I've been meditating since I went to rehab in 2015. I never stopped because I found the benefits so life-changing. I can honestly say it's the one thing that would help people deal better with life's problems the most. Give it the time make it a habit. Okay, and now for something entirely different. He's the lifetime president of the Captains of Cork Industry, Kokai, whose motto is looking down on the people of Cork since 2007. He lives in a 5.2 million euro mansion on Cork's Blackrock Road, and he owns a huge yacht. And a lot of you will know Reggie from his very funny social media videos, which exploded in popularity over the course of the pandemic. And now there's a stage show too, and Pat Fitzpatrick, fittingly in the Cork studio. You were the man behind Reggie. Good afternoon.
Brendan, how are you? He'd be devastated that I was talking to somebody from Bishopstone, but I plow on anyway.
Okay, so for people who aren't from Cork or who mightn't have seen the videos, can you explain Reggie and the nuance of Reggie?
Yeah, so Reggie kind of grew out of the pandemic, and that he was a character originally in a spoof agony aunt column that I was doing in The Examiner, Ask Audrey, and he had a few bits in that. But his thing was, he was, as you described him, the captain. You mispronounced it, actually. It's Cocky, not Cokey.
I beg your pardon.
Cocky, I mean, if he's from Cork. And they formed that especially because the Cork Chamber of Commerce would let anyone in. And he's a notion I have of a character, based on my uncle, actually, of this kind of bon vivour Cork character, larger than life, a terrible snob, thinks the Cork is the best place in the world, and looks down on everyone. And I just, one day, he, kind of in the middle of this, I put a camera in my face on the South Mall. I was kind of dressed up because I was coming into TV here to do the Today Show, and I pretended to be Reggie. So I live in a 5.2 million euro mansion and I own half the South Mall. And I posted this up, I think, my own Twitter account, and didn't think, and then some people reacted to it. And I said I'd do another one. And then the pandemic came along and all weird things started happening in our lives. And I started doing Reggie, kind of talking to his old stocks, as he calls them, which is his audience. And it just grew and grew. And there was more and more, kind of built a world around him and his friends and his long-suffering wife and the Northsiders, his arch-enemies, the Northsiders here in Cork, the Norries, as he calls them. And it just took off. I didn't even know what was happening, really. But every week there was more and more views on the videos and more followers. So I kept going, and in 5 days' time, I'll be doing a one-hour stage show.
Indeed.
Sister Stan is still in the building. You never ask her to say a prayer.
Acceptance is the key, apparently.
Yeah.
And look, I should say that you and I go back a long way. That's not the reason you're on the show today. I actually was encouraging them not to have you on, just to be clear and all that. So, but I would know that your uncle was a character that you, I mean, it was hard to know where you ended and Uncle Joe began at times. He's a guy you've been slipping into for a long time, really, isn't he?
He had this booming Cork accent, which I can't do for too long because it takes away my voice. But people would know, everyone knew him around Cork. He was good, Reggie, though, because he was, you know, generous and kind of big-hearted. But he had this kind of, and, you know, his phrase that summed up Reggie for me was, I've been all around the world, Patrick, but you'll never get the lifestyle we've here in Cork. And, like, that should be on the Welcome to Cork signs on the way into town.
Absolutely. They should make it the crest, actually.
That is, you know, forget about a safe harbour or whatever rubbish they have. That's Cork people.
So
Cork,
he had seen probably the best of Portugal, the Costa del Sol.
No, I doubt he got further east than y'all. Seriously. Okay. He went to France once and he didn't like it. You know, it was, but that notion, that Cork thing that, and he might be onto something, that, you know, everything here that you needed in life was in Cork.
Sure, where would you get it?
Where else would you get it? And, you know, and he had all of it. And then Reggie was just him by 10 with the snobbishness added in, I suppose.
And then you mentioned the Norries there. Norries are people from the north side, traditionally have been. Like, is it a thin line not to offend the Norries there or to be kind of punching down?
Yeah, no, and absolutely. And, like, you know, and that was the thing I always thought about. I was actually surprised, kind of, I said the Norries once and I assumed that I'd be cancelled off Twitter. And guess who stopped me getting cancelled off Twitter?
The I'm guessing the Norris.
The Norris were delighted with themselves, because the thing is, if you think of Cork, like, well, the typical Cork thing of, you know, being self-obsessed and loving ourselves, the Norris are that way too. They're the essence of Cork. They think they're the best people in the world, and they might be. So they got the joke. Do you know what I mean?
No. What about then, on the other side of town, the real Reggies, if you will, the kind of RCYC, Black Rock yes. Road crowd and all that? Do they enjoy it in that Ross or Carl Kelly way, where they like to see their story told, kind of thing?
Unbelievably, because during the pandemic, like every other man over 50, I got a bike and I'd cycle down the marina, which is kind of right at the heart there of that area of Cork. And they were the guys in the... And a lot of them would have kind of dark red pants and dockside or sailing shoes and gilet. And they go, "Hello, Reggie. Old stock." You know, it was then. So, yeah, they particularly... And, you know, they'd all say, "Oh, you're just... I have a friend now, Clive. He's just like that."
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they always think it's about their friend who's more ridiculous than them. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, as long as they keep thinking that. Oh, yeah. Now, Reggie, the stage show, the Everyman Theatre, if you don't mind.
I know.
How is Reggie going to translate from 2-minute video? Like, is it stand-up? Is it a theatre piece? Is it a musical?
The single best decision, and I didn't even make the decision. I got a phone call from Jean Carney, who's a PR woman for The Everyman, and said, "Look, they'd like to talk to you about doing something." This is, you know, off the back of the videos. And I said, "Grand, I didn't even think about it." I had been thinking about doing things. And then I met Sophie Motley, who's a head down there, the director's club.
You've become such a theatrical person now. You know, they always mention all the great people working in the
absolutely.
Background.
Yeah. And if you, and I'll get on to them and I'll explain the fourth wall to you in a minute now and everything. But I was, and we met and I had a pint. I remember it was one of the first pints in lockdown. And like a day later, I had a contract for a stage show. But the one thing I did is, Pat Kiernan is a stage director. It's director Cork O'Durkey here in Cork.
And he's very accomplished. Fantastic director.
Very
yeah.
accomplished. And I know Pat from school. But I got back. He'd been in touch with me and I asked him to direct it. And that, if you'd seen the rubbish I was planning to do myself.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. But look, I'd no notion. Your question's right. How do you take a 2-minute video and make... And I was going to make about 30 of them, and, you know, I'd have emptied the place after half an hour. He's turned it into this evening with Reggie, which is bringing people into my world, and there's songs, there's audio visual experiences, and there'll be one lucky person up from the audience, hopefully. And it's turned it into... It's a kind of a panto in April, really, which is what I wanted. Do you know? I really did.
Yeah. But still, though, like, anyone who knows you will say you've been on stage all your life anyway, but at this hour of your life, suddenly taking to the stage, it must be kind of daunting, is it?
I was, honestly, it's funny listening to Sister Stan there talking about the breathing. Obviously, the biggest fear is that you'll just freeze when I'm up there.
Yes, put that in your head now.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the breathing coach, they got me a voice coach and everything to be theatrical. And no, I do. Irene,
have your cravat?
Yeah, I'm wearing one. That's all I'm wearing. Very warm in Cork today. But Irene was saying that, like I was saying to her, you know, in terms of nervousness, and she, interestingly, just on the basis of Sister Stan saying, if you feel you've lost the line, stop and take a breath. Right, so if people come to the show and I stop for 5 minutes
and
I'm just meditating.
Reggie hyperventilating.
I'm just meditating. Sister Stan told me to do it. But no, do you know, it's terrifying. God, like I haven't slept really for the last 4 months. I wake up every night, but fear's a good thing too, and we're 5 days away from it now, and it feels good.
You done the show through yet?
Yes, a few times, and now I'm not looking for the lines, and it all said it, this will happen. Now you're enjoying it, now you're performing it, and do you know what? I can't wait now.
I think people, even people who aren't into Reggie, are now thinking, I'm going along to this to see a middle-aged man who's never been on the stage before.
No, you
endeavour to do a one-man show for an hour.
You'll either be entertained by it or else you'll see the end of my career.
Yeah.
Either way is good. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because like I saw Gabriel Byrne do one recently. No, it's a bit longer than an hour. But even Gabriel Byrne, I felt, you know, it was an achievement to at his age to get through...
How old are you saying? You know, it's a bit Colonel Sanders, all right. The Colonel Sanders of the stage show. I've skipped a few steps, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. I've been trying to exercise as much as possible. But because it's Reggie, I mean, I spend quite a bit of time on a chaise lounge, so it's not like I'm dancing around the stage either. But and again, because of the way like Pat would have been, Pat Kiernan would have been involved in the script development, that it's built to kind of have breaks, and you know, so the audience are kind of constantly in mind. So
okay, so there's kind of lulls, and
yes.
oh my God, you've gone very yeah. So a Cork person with notions is someone who holidays in Kerry. Go on, Reggie, says one texter. Another texter, Jill, says, it's rarely I'd agree with Reggie, but yes, the Norries are the superior race.
They are. So he told you.
Someone else saying, they're coming from the north side of the city. I'm appalled RTE would host the likes of Reggie. Having said that, I'm going to see him on Thursday.
Exactly, to see me fail. There's a whole pen for the Norrie set aside to come and see me fail.
So what's next then for Reggie, or what's next for you, or are the two the
at
same?
At this stage, it's the same. I'm thinking of getting rid of Pat Fitzpatrick. He never achieved anything in his life. This Reggie is a 5.2 million mansion. I don't know. I'll go back to doing the videos, because I've gone, you know, I haven't done that many for the last few months because we've been busy with rehearsals, and I'm kind of looking forward to getting back, but that can't go on forever, you know, and I've noticed a lot of people who are doing videos have kind of pulled back a bit because it's too short and there's no context. I think a travel show, and I'm pitching here, by the way, for anyone
I noticed, yeah.
Reggie travel show, because most of the humour is about places that he doesn't like. But
okay.
I think that there's great scope for fun and for more broadening the world. And I think that's what I'd like to do next. But we'll see.
Okay. So, and in a tribute to your Uncle Joe, could be called I've Been All Around the World.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would. He'd appreciate that.
Okay. Listen, Pat Fitzpatrick, thank you very much. And Pat's show, An Evening with Reggie, will be in the Everyman in Cork starting on April 2nd. Is that right, Pat?
That's right. Right into the 16th.
Okay. Pat Fitzpatrick, thank you. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.